with Mamadi that this he won't be coming back at this moment in time, mainly because his wife is pregnant, his family's got two other children, he's based down in that area. He can't get the time to come up here at this moment, so that one we've had to shelf at the moment after talking to him the other day. And on the Jeremy one, we're still trying to do something with it. I was there yesterday with Stuart. We were at Man City for 3-4 hours, watched a bit of the training, met the staff, met the manager, had a long chat about players, future things that we would like to try and do. So it was a very fruitful day. But until people are here from any club assigned, then as I said to you before, it's not worth talking about it, because people will get excited or they'll get disappointed, and it's best just to keep everybody guessing, because that's what we're doing at the moment. We're guessing whether it's going to happen or it's not.
What would be a potential sticking point for him not coming back here, considering he's done very well so far?
Well, the club's in for him. I would think that's part of the problem. His agents will probably want a permanent. We're trying to look at all different ways of doing it. There can be lots of factors coming in, but we're still in. I spoke to him yesterday down at the training ground, and you know he likes it here. He's comfortable here, but we've just got to see what's happening.
Another name that has been linked, I know you love these, Jason Scotland's a free agent now. He's left Ipswich Town. You know, clubs can speak to him. We know that one other club in this region has already done that. Is he somebody that you've talked to at all?
Well, listen, you're going to keep throwing names at me, but I'll keep batting it back at you, you know. There's lots of people, and because they come available, I mean, there's one lad that we spoke to, he's gone to another Championship club. He'd already been done. He got paid up and he got done. So we're in the mix with them, but at the moment, it's the ones who are going to pay that extra that we can't go to. So it's not just about that. It's about everything else. It's location. Believe it or not everyone wants to come to Sheffield Wednesday. You know, there are other options. So we are working really hard to try and sort that out, and that's what we'll continue to do. But for me, I can say to you, yeah, we spoke to Jason Scotland, we're waiting, he's available, but he might have another 5 or 6 clubs. I can speak to somebody else, Joe Bloggs down the road, but he might have 5 or 6 other clubs. So they keep their options, and their agents keep their options open for as long as they possibly can. Chairmans will keep their options open as long as they possibly can, because they might get a bit more money somewhere along the line, closer to the deadline, because people will think, oh, hang on, we definitely need him, but we've got to pay that extra. And then they go for it.
You did say a couple of weeks ago that after the FA Cup sort of third round had got out of the way, that Premier League clubs might be more open to loaning young players out. Has that market developed as you expected?
No, because again, the same thing happens. They have a squad. They have their own injuries. They don't want to be dropping people into their, you know, they might be, if they're still in the cup, if they're still in the cup competitions, then they use them, they play them. So again, it's there's a lot of factors that come into play. You know, we went for a player not so long ago. We had him, we thought we had him, and then one of the players got injured within the club, and then we didn't have him. You look at someone, I've said to you before, you look at somebody like Ross Barkley, you know, we were interested in, but then all of a sudden we got outmaneuvered by Leeds because they can pay closer to what he's earning than what we can. So they're all the factors that come in, and that is a major factor because, as I said, we have to cut our cloth accordingly, and we have to stick to that. Otherwise, we will end up in a far worse state and going back the way you were than what we're trying to do now.
What exactly do you feel like you need? Because the team, in fairness, hasn't played too badly recently, has it? They've got some good results as well. Do you feel like you're just 1 or 2 away, yeah, or what?
No, but I'll always say to the chairman 1 or 2. You know, if I had my way, I'd say 2 or 3. But the chairman's cut me to 1 or 2. So it's... but always, you never stop building. When you think you've got your team, add, strengthen. We're changing a lot of things within the football club. There's a lot of changes that need to be done, and that takes a bit of time. And the team is doing well. We seem to have found a way of getting the results, sticking, being hard to beat. Now we've just got to find that bit of putting the ball in the back of the net and getting them more points, because really, in all honesty, you know, let's be honest, we actually battered Wolves.
That would suggest that you're a striker away then.
That could be 2 strikers away. Yeah, it could maybe be 3. Maybe 2 strikers away for a midfield player and a fullback.
Some fans have asked about O'Grady and Rodri and where they're at the moment. Are they healthy? Are they just out of favour?
In Rodri's case, we are trying to do a deal where he goes back to Spain. That frees up some finances to maybe move somewhere else, because you know he's finding it difficult at the moment to break in, and he wants to play. We think we've done something, but until it's all signed, sealed and delivered, he's ill at the moment, so he's not around the place. We've chased him out just to make sure that he doesn't pass on to anybody else. But in Chris O'Grady and Gary Medine and others, they're not out of favour. It's just that I can't fit them in because the others are doing well and I can only play 11.